Amen. Church, we are 3 weeks into a six-week series called Formation for the Mission. And the framework for this series, we've said it multiple times, but this morning it's on the screen, and I want you to say it with me. You are being formed every day. Your habits shape you. Your attention shapes you. Your pace of life shapes you. Your relationships shape you. The question is not whether you are being formed. The question is who or what is forming you. What we give our attention to shapes the living of our lives. So here's the invitation to recognize formation is happening, not just that it's happening, but to be intentionally formed by Jesus. How are we intentionally formed by Jesus? Through practices, and we've talked about these practices, not empty routines, not religious boxes that we check, but the practices of Jesus that form the people of Jesus for the mission of Jesus. Say this with me. The practices of Jesus form the people of Jesus for the mission of Jesus. And 3 weeks ago, we laid a foundation, and then last week, we started this process with the five practices we've been talking about, walking through them together. This morning, it's the second, but these practices are scripture, shapes imagination, prayer shapes attention, fasting shapes desire, listening shapes obedience, mission is the fruit. Last week, we talked scripture, not just information, but formation. And 2 weeks ago, the Apostle Paul, Romans 12, 1 and 2, talked about the renewing of our minds. And so scripture shapes our imagination. It teaches us to see this world as it really is, how God sees it, teaches us to recognize what God's doing around us, what his character is, his activity is, and even in real time, what's going on, helps us locate ourselves inside of his story. As we read scripture, we see ourselves in the story. And this past week, we practiced it by reading widely, by reading deeply, and by rememberizing God's word, allowing it to shape who we are and how we live our lives, because scripture shapes imagination. This morning, prayer, because prayer shapes attention. And here's the tension. You can be busy for Jesus and still miss Jesus. I'm just doing all of these things. We could be doing all the right things and still be distracted. And Jesus shows us this clearly in the scripture that Taryn read. One house, two sisters, one is distracted, the other is attentive. And what we're saying here is what you give your attention to shapes your life. What we give our attention to shapes our life. And Jesus gave us a picture of that. Luke gives us a picture of that. It's Martha's home. And maybe that's why Mary's letting Martha do all the work. It's her home. She's the owner. She's the matriarch of the family. Jesus entered Martha's home. He's the guest. His disciples are with him. And they are both all doing what they do. Jesus teaching, modeling, loving. He is living in tune with the Father, doing, saying exactly what he sees his Father say. And the disciples, they are watching Jesus, following Jesus. They are learning Jesus, not just from him, content, studying him, learning him. And while Jesus is doing what he does, being himself, Martha is doing what she does, being herself, busy. Makes you wonder if Jesus's visit was unannounced. Martha just sat down in the recliner, had the remote in hand, like, what? Thinking it's a solicitor when it's the Savior. And so she scurries, Martha just keeping busy. And Mary sat down at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words, just drinking him in. Maybe she welcomed Jesus and then sat. Maybe she did her duties and then sat. Either way, we know from Scripture, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, her eyes fixed and focused on him, attentive to his every move even. And Martha wasn't having it. Scripture says she was distracted, which is exactly what we're talking about throughout this series. Being pulled in multiple directions. We're running here and there, drawn by the cares of the world, all the demands around us. This isn't just scattered attention. It's the inner experience of being pulled apart by the seams emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And we know what this is because we feel it from doom scrolling on social media or the company that we keep and how they just affect us unknowingly, or the news cycles that we watch and we somehow think it's on me to get justice and man, I'm gonna do it right now. You just watch what I say online. And sometimes we're distracted by bad things. Sometimes we're distracted by good things that crowd out the right things. And sometimes we're so focused on what's next that we miss what's right in front of us. And Martha was distracted by all the preparations that just had to be made. And she went to Jesus and she tattled on her sister. And if I'm Jesus, I would have asked, have you talked to your sister about it? No need to draw me in. Let's work. Y'all work this out. But he doesn't do that. Because the real issue isn't between Martha and Mary. The real issue is between Martha and Jesus. And his response just cuts right to the heart. Martha, Martha. We're talking affection and concern. You are worried about many things, worried and upset, talking inner anxiety and outward agitation. Jesus is naming the result of her distraction being pulled apart on the inside. And Mary's posture is just the opposite, undivided, present, attentive to the only one who matters. And this scripture, this story, it is framed out often as hospitality, Mary and Martha. And it is hospitality. But more deeply, it is attentiveness to Jesus, sitting at his feet, listening to him, receiving from him, communing with him. And that's what prayer is. Yes, it's conversation and it's listening. But at the root, we're talking about oneness with Christ. Mary chose what is better. But don't miss this. Martha opened the door and let him in. She got it all started. Revelations chapter 3, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever opens the door and lets me in, I will come in and be with them. Martha got it all started. And when Jesus come in, just like Martha let him in, revelation follows. That's what happens when we open ourselves up and let Jesus in. Something happens. We begin to see circumstance differently, see the world differently, see ourselves differently. And here's the reality, church. Every one of us is at the same time both Martha and Mary, distracted and yet focused attention, opening the door to let him in, but also paying attention at his feet, learning Jesus. And the goal is to increase, to go from just opening the door to really paying attention. We open the door, sit at his feet, welcome him in, and remain with him continuously. And this morning, I'm suggesting to you that the story of Mary and Martha really is all about paying attention to Jesus. And that's what we are going after with respect to prayer. Continuously. Prayer trains us to notice God. If what we give our attention to shapes our lives, then prayer is helping us keep our attention on God. And when we do that, there are three things that happen. First, Prayer recenters our attention on God, where it should be. Whether we are speaking or listening, we are engaging with God, giving Him our undivided attention, even if it's only for 2 minutes. That's a start. Set a timer and give yourselves 2 minutes. Prayer recenters our attention on God. Prayer reorders our loves. And it's true, what we give our attention to shapes the things we love. And I've experienced this in my life. When I give my attention to Leanne, it shapes and increases my heart for her. She is the best thing that's ever happened to me, second to Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful for the way she rubs off on me and vice versa. I begin to love what she loves. And Jesus, as different as we are, He is right there, what we get in perfect alignment. Prayer recenters our attention on God. It reorders our loves, and prayer aligns our will with His. As our love is reordered, our desires begin to change. And as our desires begin to change, our lives follow suit. What we pay attention to matters, because attention awakens affection. Affection redirects desire, and desire reshapes action. And that's formation. And it's not just formation for something, it's formation for the mission. And it doesn't begin with activity and scurry and hurry. It begins with attention. Even if Jesus is getting your attention, letting Him in. But then it flows from communion. Prayer is not just action for God. I have a friend who this past week ran the Boston Marathon, and maybe you know who that is. And if you don't, this next picture may help. And here's a close-up that you might even recognize. Adam Kovach is our director of missional expansion. And this past week, he ran the Boston Marathon. And you know, you don't just decide to run the Boston Marathon. You are qualified to run it because of other races, or you are invited to run, or you are sponsored to run. And I think Adam experienced at least two of those three. And that means months and months and sometimes years of disciplined training. And we're talking about early mornings and long runs and running when you feel good and running when you don't feel good. And all of it is aimed at somewhere to prepare you for the race. Adam's long runs weekly are Sunday mornings at the very early crack of dawn, and then he gets showered and comes to church. But for him, running is worship, is life, and his goal was the race. Now, once you qualify for the race, there are perks. You get all the swag, and you get the gear, and there are even experiences that Adam got to have because he was there, and all those things are good, but no one goes through all that training just for the swag. I mean, look at me now. The point is the race. The training is meant to lead somewhere, and if Adam trained for years and months and weeks and qualified in these races and is sponsored and got to Boston and on Monday is lining up on the finish line and the shotgun goes off and he's like, where are you from? How was your training? Which way did you get here? And didn't even run? You'd think, what's the point? You're missing the whole point. Adam, we would not say, well done. We'd say, come on. And Adam ran, and you can go to his Instagram and see the experience he had as he crossed the finish line. But he finished the race. This training that he was giving himself to, this training that we give ourselves to, is never meant to terminate on us. Well, don't you just feel neat? I'm so happy. There's a point. to all of this training that we're giving ourselves to. Spiritual formation is not just arriving at the starting line. It's running the race, and we are being formed for the mission. Scripture shapes imagination. Prayer shapes attention. And the point is not just engaging in these practices. The point is the life that God is calling us to. So how are we supposed to respond this morning? Well, we're talking about prayer. And there are two ways I want to talk about prayer: individual and communal. And I know you can't see that. Next slide, real quickly. If you text the word CORE to the number 90382, we'll text you that resource this afternoon, and it's formatted to fit on your phone. You can look at all these things we're about to talk about: individual and corporate prayer. 90382, text the word CORE. Now let's go back, because prayer trains us to notice God. And that's the big idea behind what we're talking this morning: individual prayer and corporate prayer. And so I want to encourage us to find a prayer closet, or to make time and find that place that we can pray often, if not every day. And so on the left-hand side, we want to pray morning, noon, and night. Set an alarm on your phone and pray when those times go off. I don't know what your morning looked like, but first thing in the morning, pray. Some day, some part of that prayer, offer up daily reflection. Where did I see God today? Where did I struggle? What do I need to confess? How is God speaking to me? And you live with those questions and you'll experience transformation. And if you're living with those questions, you might as well get into a discipleship band, because that's where we experience answering those questions in community. Daily reflection. Pray the Lord's Prayer daily. Pray those words, the Lord's Prayer, morning, noon, and night. Pray it as a breath prayer: thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And watch what God starts to do right here, right now, as we pray that truth. And then finally, give gratitude every day. Think about how God is working in your life and the things that you are thankful for, and jot those down. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all things, for this is God's will for you. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18. But those are the things that we can do individually. And now there are things that you know we can do corporately. And I'm talking about, first and foremost, this gathering that we give ourselves to. If Jesus Christ does live inside of us, what does that mean for this gathering? It is the greatest concentration of the presence of Christ when we gather. And that's why we gather, to experience that community with our risen Lord. And so, come on. Let's give ourselves to this rhythm. We are a living, breathing, dynamic organism called the body of Christ. And when we gather, every time we pray during the service, we invite people to come to the altar. And maybe that's uncomfortable for you. Give it a try. If there's something you need to give to the Lord, bring it with you and leave it here. If this space is filled up, fill up this space on our knees or on our face. And if a room or an object fills up from the ground up, let's splash around in God's presence right here during our prayer time. I want to encourage you to move when we pray. After the service, we've got prayer support who is always at the ready to pray with you over anything at all. That happens before the benediction and after the benediction. Come to the table, sit in this space, let someone pray with you, pray here by yourself at the altar. Abide is a monthly gathering in our chapel. Generally, it's the third Thursday of every month from 6 to 8:30, where a handful of people have been coming together for well over a year and a half now to seek the Lord and intercede for Marvin using guided prompts and journals and worship and art. And I want to encourage you to come. And after we experience communion, we gather down front and we share. how you felt the Lord impress your heart, or maybe something he said for you, and maybe that's for someone else, and maybe you don't say anything at all, but it's a beautiful time to tiptoe into that type of experience. The next one is May 21st, the third Thursday in our chapel. And I want you to know this space is open during the week. So is our sanctuary. If you're lucky, you'll go in there. Jonathan Story is playing the organ. Well, not during this season because the organ is being installed. This space is open too, and music is on and lights are up, and you can come in here and just claim sanctuary. Sometimes I come in here with my laptop and do creative work, and if you work remotely, come on. This is available. If you want to spend time at the altar during the week, it's available. But I want to encourage you to pray, because prayer shapes attention. And the way we experience the Lord in our times of prayer, whether on our own or in this corporate setting, is the same way we will experience him in all of life. And as familiar as he becomes when we're praying, the hope is that we're being formed for the mission, that we're able to pay attention in the living of our lives, because all of us are positioned in places where the others of us aren't. And I guarantee you, this week I was not at Three Lakes Middle School, but I know someone who was. And I can say the same about everybody in the room. We're not there just to live neat Christian lives. We are there with a purpose, to live curious lives. Maybe have someone ask, why are you living the way that you do? Maybe feeling a prompting to just ask, how can I pray for you? Or whatever the case may be. But we are being formed for the mission. And as we continue throughout this series, I just want to remind you who we are. Lord, I pray that you would shape a people to live our lives on purpose. And I pray that as we give ourselves to Scripture, you would shape our imagination. As we give ourselves to prayer, that you would heighten our attention and move us, Lord, to join you in all that you are doing in the world. Lord, in these moments that remain, become so familiar to us. Continue that work of formation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In just a second.